All right, let's lock down the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. Man, his team is on a roll heading into another postseason. Ranked third in the country, they'll host game one of the regionals this Friday at Jane Sanders Stadium against Illinois Chicago. First pitch, 8:30. We welcome in head coach Mike White. Coach, congrats on the bid and getting to host. How are things?
Yeah, pretty good. Thanks, Steve.
Regardless of the sport, when the playoffs roll around, we always look to see who's hot, who's healthy, who's playing well. Safe to say that you and your staff got to be pretty pleased with how things have come together down the stretch.
Yeah, no doubt. We entered a little tough stretch there. We lost 6 out of 8, but since that time, we've really kind of pulled back together and got some good performances from a lot of people.
Regardless of, we spoke last week after that sweep of Florida State, who's a powerhouse, and you told me, it's logical to be a little leery of a letdown heading on the road to Stanford. Yet you won 9-2 in the opener, then your run ruled them twice. So how pleased were you that everybody was able to keep focused and, in essence, really, really never took their foot off the pedal?
Well, it wasn't too bad. There was a little bit of concern there in that first game. I think we were down 2-1 going into the sixth, just 6 outs left, but we were able to turn it around, and from that point on, we were really good. So it was just a little squeaker in there, but pretty pleased the way everyone pitched in and played pretty good.
We continue with Oregon softball coach Mike White, again, a regional in town starting Friday. So the all Pac-12 teams have been announced, and I saw this season meant in your 8 years, you've coached 41 all-conference players, Maggie Ballant, first team as a freshman. And I know you had high expectations, and with Sheridan Hawkins gone, how incredibly vital was her performance stepping in at this level?
Oh, no doubt, for sure. We knew what we had with Megan Kleiss, but, both with Maggie and with Miranda Ellis, it's never quite too sure, and Maggie just came right out of the gates and just pitched extremely well the whole season, and it really put some depth to our staff. So she's been just tremendous for our club.
I don't talk with you enough about your assistants. In football, you hear about the coordinators, the position coaches. For folks who might not be familiar with Jimmy Kalaitis, what is his role, and could you tell us kind of the job he's done in contributing to all the success we've seen with your program?
Yeah, well, Jimmy has a lot of connections. He's from from the Alabama area down there, and has a lot of connections from back east, and he's a really awesome with the recruiting. Just has connections all over the place and does a great job following through. And then not only that, he's in charge of our hitting and offense, and he's worked with them now. We were the leading club in the nation last year in D1, so that was a tremendous feat just there, and he's continued to roll into this year with another good performance. I think we're in the top 10 there as well for club average, so he's just been great that way. And then, of course, Chelsea Spencer.
Yep.
She was a 4-year starter for Cal, and she's been in charge of the infield, outfield, and has been just a huge boost there with our ability to field, and everyone's getting a lot better in that area as well.
Yeah, by the way, if you want to make her feel old, tell her the national championship she won at Cal was now 15 years ago.
You never tell a woman her age.
No, but you could be subtle that way. Just, mention in passing. We're talking Oregon softball with head coach Mike White. The NCAA regionals here, you finished with a rush. You earned home field edge. You've been through this many times, and sometimes we hear about teams who hit a switch for the playoffs. As a coach, do you approach these games any differently? Is it kind of that dance who brung you mentality as you prepare for a much grander stage?
Well, I think you look at the whole season and you prepare for this part of it. This is really the start of a new season. There's two halves to it. And, everybody starts out 0-0, and as the team is going to play their best within the next 3 weeks, it's going to be the national champion. You need a little bit of luck, but a lot of good play. Really, we've worked on a lot of small things that make a big difference, and it's about execution. I mean, all the cliches you want to pull out of the bag, but really, that's what it comes down to. And bottom line, you got to play the best on the day to get the win, and rankings don't mean anything. So we've got to play well. I think we're peaking at probably at the right time. I start to feel like our club is really pretty confident. Our pitchers are strong. for the most part, everyone's healthy.
And finally, this region, you've got a very familiar opponent in Missouri who you beat in Columbia. Wisconsin, you played 3 years ago. And a newbie, Illinois Chicago's got a new coach who actually played on their only World Series team back in 94. What could you tell us what you've learned about this field and any extra pressure as the host and favorite?
Well, I don't know about pressure, Steve. I mean, it's always there. It's like the white elephant that's in the room, right? I mean, yeah, it is. I mean, you know that you can't afford to have one or two bad games, otherwise you're done, you know. So,
right.
That's going to be there. And hopefully our players know that. And there's worse things in life than losing the softball game. So, but other than that, you know, Illinois Chicago, they're a good team. We don't know much about them. It's hard to find video on them. But you want to respect every opponent that comes here. Of course, Missouri we know well from having played them twice this year. Extremely athletic team, and they could be the sleeper in the field, you know, this weekend. Wisconsin, I'm just watching some of their tape tonight, and they've got a good freshman pitcher and some good hitters on that club. Some kids that are in the top in the Big Ten. So it's a tough field, and you expect it to be. You know, it's the first round on the top 64 team. So hopefully we'll come out on the right end of things, though.
All right. Well, the Jane's going to be buzzing this weekend, Coach. It's been fun talking with you all year. I hope we've got a lot more to chat about. Best of luck this weekend as you get this postseason run off and running.
You bet. Thanks, Steve, and go Ducks.
All right, take it easy.